Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from the UA College Savings Plan. Growing up exploring Alaska's ever-changing landscape inspires a lifetime of learning. The UA College Savings Plan is a proud sponsor of Molly of Denali and focused on helping families plan for the future. Learn more at uacollegesavings.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali.
To the sea.
Must see Joe. Let's go.
Molly of Denali.
Yeah.
She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Drive faster, Dad. Mom will be landing soon. And she's bringing back my favorite double strawberry shortcake with strawberry frosting for my birthday.
Is it your birthday, Molly? I almost forgot.
Dad!
Take the radio. I bet your mom's close enough to hear you.
Molly to Mom, Molly to Mom, do you read?
Loud and clear, Molly. I can see Kaya right below me. Wow, looks like we got another foot of snow.
Yup, isn't it beautiful? Did you bring anything special back home from Fairbanks?
Let's see. I've got camping supplies, butter, milk, tangerines for your Grandpa Nat. I think that's it.
Mom, what about my birthday cake?
There's the runway behind the Denali Trading Post. See you on the ground.
But...
Mom, over and out.
To wave her in.
Right behind you, Molly.
Here she comes. Excellent landing as always, Mom.
Thanks to my excellent ground crew.
What do you say Molly and I help you unload the plane?
Thanks, you two. Why don't you grab the crate of milk while I carry this very special box to the truck?
Molly, help me lower the crate to the ground.
What do you think Mom was carrying in that cake box?
No idea. Let's bring this to the truck.
Walter, why is the Denali Trading Post closed? I had some supplies to deliver.
Mr. Rowley shut it down while you were gone. After 21 years, he decided it was time to retire.
Does that mean that the Trading Post is closed forever?
Unless someone else decides to reopen it.
But I loved going there. You never knew who you might meet.
Here. Let's put the crate into the truck bed. One, two, three.
So, Mom, you think it would be okay for me to take a really super fast look at...
Oh, you mean what I put in the truck. If you really can't wait.
I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait!
Go ahead.
Oh, no! Mom! Dad!
Molly, what is it?
What's wrong?
The box. It's... empty!
But the birthday cake was in there when I took it out of the plane.
Then, where did it go?
I'll make you a birthday cake myself, Molly. My mother's own recipe. I'll do it all from memory. 1/2 pound of strawberries for the frosting, 3 eggs... or is that 4 eggs?
Musty Cho, Grandpa. Thanks. I bet it's going to taste delicious.
Just as good as the one from the bakery in Fairbanks. Well, almost as good.
I just hope it doesn't mysteriously disappear like the other one. Do you think a wild animal ate it?
The world is full of mysteries, Segoya.
But isn't trying to solve them how we learn about the world?
There are many ways to learn about the world. But I hear another mystery right now. The mystery of what is going on above our heads.
Do you two hear those noises?
It sounds like... scratching?
Or like someone very small is dancing on the roof. Let's grab our coats and go see.
Molly, shine the flashlight up there.
Is that...
It's Dotson. Raven, look!
staring right at us.
And dropping stones on our roof.
He'll keep us up all night with that racket.
Can I take some crackers and try luring him away from the house?
I'm not sure that will work, Molly.
Then how do we get him off our roof?
A raven may be mischievous, but sometimes mischief conceals a larger purpose. Maybe instead of chasing him away, we should pay attention to why he's here.
But why is he here?
That's a question that'll have to wait. It's getting late. Time for you to go to bed.
Grandpa, can you tell me a story before you go home?
I'd be honored.
Okay, but let's keep it to one story tonight.
One story, we promise. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Love you. Net dit dan.
Good night, Molly.
Grandpa, do you think our raven on the roof is connected to Great Raven?
Well, they say Datsunza created people from clay and that he could be a trickster, like our new friend up there.
So why is he here?
All animals have something to teach us if we open our hearts and minds.
What have you learned from animals, Chada?
Me? You want to hear my story?
Yes. And so does the raven.
Then who am I to refuse? This took place a long time ago, when Kaya was getting ready to hold a potlatch to honor a great chief who had passed.
Sounds important.
It was. I went out with some of the other men in the village to hunt moose. My party and I were having no luck at all, and we were about to return home, when I looked up to see two ravens circling over a nearby hill.
Why were they up there?
At first, I tried to shoo them off. I thought their cries might actually be scaring the moose away.
What did you do, Grandpa?
I remembered the stories my mother told me of Datsunza and thought, if Great Raven created people, he wouldn't want us to go hungry. So even though I was feeling tired, I decided to follow them.
Where did they lead you?
They led me and my hunting party to a clearing with a big bull moose who fed the entire community for potlatch.
Wow.
Don't forget that we once used to speak the same language as the animals. If we listen carefully, we can still understand them.
I promise to listen harder in the morning, Grandpa. I just hope this raven will let me get some sleep.
Dribbles up the court. He jukes out one defender, then another. Oh, he passes to Molly McBray at the three-point line.
Molly McBray for three. And...
Oh, she misses.
Are you okay, Molly? You always hit that shot.
Yeah, I'm... fine. Just a little tired.
Too excited about your birthday to sleep, huh?
No. Well, yes. I mean, you only turn 10 once, right? But I keep thinking about the mystery.
What mystery?
Someone or something stole my birthday cake.
Your double strawberry with strawberry frosting birthday cake?
Yep, right out of the truck near the trading post. And then last night, there was this raven that kept dropping stones on the roof.
Weird, huh?
A raven. You mean like that raven sitting on the basketball hoop?
Yes. Is it my imagination? Or is that bird looking at me?
Maybe it wants to play with us.
Or maybe he's trying to tell us something. Like in the old stories. Excuse me, Datsan. Is there something you want from us?
He's got something in his beak.
Where's he going?
He's coming right at us. Cover your head.
Watch out for the rock!
Let's get out of here!
Wait, I think he wants us to follow him.
Or he's just a bird having a bad day.
Come on, Dewey! Don't you want to solve the mystery?
Well... Okay, I'm in. Follow that raven!
Raven is over there, up ahead.
Maybe we should follow him tomorrow, Molly. It's getting kind of dark.
Come on. He landed right on the roof of the Denali trading post.
But it's closed down.
Raven, why didn't you lead us to the training post?
Now where are you going, Molly?
I'm following Raven around the back of the training post.
Don't tell me you speak Raven.
I wish. Let's go scope it out.
Okay, wait up.
Shh, look around.
What are we looking for exactly?
Clues.
Clues?
Clues. Like this.
Whoa,
look
what I found.
Dewey, do you know what this is?
Pink and gooey. Smells sweet. Like strawberries.
Exactly. Strawberry frosting from my birthday cake.
Look, there's more.
It's a trail.
Where does it lead?
Looks like it ends at the trading post wall. Right here. The panel is loose. I bet if you hold it to the side, I could squeeze through.
Molly, is this the best idea? The trading post is closed and...
Raven wants us to go in? I'm going in.
Hey, you said you don't speak Raven. Fine, wait for me. It's pretty dark in here. I can't even see my... Ow!
Shh! I think I hear someone. Hello? Is someone in here?
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Homer, the Learn to Read program and library of interactive stories for kids ages 2 to 8. With thousands of lessons and stories, kids can practice ABCs, phonics, sight words, and more. Visit learnwithhomer.com for more information.